Shall we lift up our voices tonight and appreciate God again? Give him thanks and give him praise, give him glory, honor, adore this good God. Father, I thank you. Father, I give you praise for the strength, for vitality. They go from strength to strength, every one of them. In Zion appeared before the Lord. Give God thanks for counting you worthy to be in his presence tonight. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. Now tonight, ask the Lord to speak to you. Father, speak to me by your word. It's the entrance of his word that giveth light. It's the entrance of his word that giveth understanding. Tonight, Father, speak to me. Ask the Lord for visitation. Father, Lord, I ask, O God, speak to me tonight via your word. Speak to me clearly, audibly. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Our Father, tonight we thank you. We give you praise for the word that you have for us tonight. We fix our eyes on you. Father, we ask, O God, that you open our understanding and grant us access to the depth of your word. Let your people be blessed richly. Use me as a vessel, and by all means, take all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let's put our winning hands together for the Lord. And please, let's gloriously have our seat in God's presence. Praise the Lord. I am finally on the covenant highway of life. Amen. I appreciate God Almighty, and I appreciate the privilege given to me by God's servant, our Father in the house, to bring the word this midweek communion service. I pray that the grace of the Lord upon his life, upon his ministry, shall find practical expression in me tonight, and every one of us will go home blessed in the name of Jesus. Our prophetic focus for the month is titled, Faith Still Works Wonders Today. Can we echo that together? Faith still works wonders today. Your faith will work wonders in the mighty name of Jesus. And we have the teaching series that we started this month in our midweek services. It's titled, Understanding the Mystery of Faith. Understanding the Mystery of Faith. And today we are taking part three. Very quickly tonight, we must establish the fact that no covenant of scriptures has the devil in the equation for delivery. The devil has no stake in the covenant of scriptures. For instance, the covenant of long life has only to do with your service to God. In the book of Exodus 23 and verse 26, the Bible says, "You shall serve and you will enjoy long life." Paraphrasing that scripture. It's also when we honor our parents in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2 to 3, it says, "Honor thy father and honor thy mother," which is the first commandment with promise, "that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long life on earth." I did not see anything that has to do with devil. So it does not require you praying and binding the devil for you to enjoy long life. So there is no covenant of scripture that has the devil in its delivery. Praise the Lord. As well, covenant of divine protection. All you need to do to enjoy divine protection is to keep staying in the presence of the Lord. According to Psalms 91 verse 1, it says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, where no ought can come near you." So it doesn't require you binding devil. It doesn't require you praying those prayers on the mountain, because you know that you are fulfilling the terms of the covenant and you enjoy divine protection. I remember very quickly while I was serving, I was privileged to be in an offshore location. And after passing through all the training and all that, I got to this platform in the middle of the sea, and the first thing I heard was alarm. And I stood up and began to bind devil. No, I cannot be part of this. I started praying the prayer like, "Oh, why am I in this situation?" I started binding and casting and not knowing that this is just a drill, right? So it brings in fear. When your faith is not alive, fear crept, you know, comes into the equation. All you need to know is that you keep to the term of the covenant and the Lord will do his own part. Each time we bring the devil factor, we introduce fear, which is we know is the direct opposite of faith. However, when your faith is in place, the devil is displaced. When your faith is what? Is in place, the devil is what? Is displaced. Praise the Lord. That will be your experience in the name of Jesus. The woman with the issue of blood understand this principle. She knew that the devil was not in the equation, even though she has been engaged in spending money, going from one doctor to another physician, trying to look for solution. But she knew at some point that this has nothing to do with the devil. What did she do? She took the, you know, step of faith, and she went to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. In Luke chapter 8, verse 43, I'm going to be reading verse 44. The Bible says she came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied Peter, this is Peter who couldn't also even differentiate between thronging, touching, and also like pressing. Peter came and said, "Ah, Master, everyone has been thronging you, everyone has been pressing you, you are claiming, you are asking, who is touching me?" But Jesus knew that something has gone out of him. And in verse 48, Jesus said to this woman of issue of blood, he said, "Daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith had made thee whole, go in peace." The Bible recorded that that's the only person, only female in the Bible that Jesus referred to as daughter. Says, "Daughter, your faith has made you whole." In other scriptures that we have, Jesus was only referring to people as daughter of Zion. But this is the only woman that Jesus called daughter in the Bible. I know tonight, every situation that comes here with you, I stand in the shoes of God's servant and I decree peace in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Whenever faith comes alive, victory comes along. When faith comes alive, victory comes along. 1 John chapter 5 in verse 4. "For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world." This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So it is the faith that you displayed, it is the faith that comes alive that guarantees your victory. Your victory will be sure in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 6 in verse 16. The Bible says, "Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts, not normal darts." We've been told, God's servant, our resident pastor, talked about the darts that, you know, they throw in times of sport. This is talking about fiery darts of the wicked. So it is your responsibility, it is my responsibility to make sure that our faith comes alive. And how do we get this done? Is by listening and hearing by the word of God continuously. Constant study of his word builds our faith. Praise the Lord. So when we engage with the covenant of scripture, delivery is guaranteed. The devil not withstanding. Like I said earlier, people can blame the devil for anything. The devil is blamed for everything. And that's ignorance. "My people perish for lack of knowledge." Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. We cannot continue to bind devil for what the devil does not even have hand in. The devil will just be looking at you like you don't even know what you are doing. The devil will be looking at you like, "I don't even have anything to do with this situation. Why are you binding me?" All we need to do is to keep to the covenant of scripture. And that's what explains how the richest preacher in the whole world, in this whole world, is from somewhere in a place called Nigeria. Praise the Lord. Because why? He kept to the terms of the covenant and God kept blessing him. Praise the Lord. So Satan is not part of the equation. Binding the devil for financial setback is sheer irresponsibility. All we need to do is to keep to the terms of the covenant, and God will do his part. Praise the Lord. Psalms 89 verse 34. The Bible says, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the things that is gone out of my lips. Just engage with the covenant of the scripture, and the Lord will do his part. Praise the Lord. As long as our obedience of faith is in place regarding the covenant of scripture, the devil is completely out of the equation. We are just emphasizing on this. Deuteronomy chapter 28 in verse 1, the scripture tells us, it says, it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do. In other words, our action is important. We have to observe and we have to do. And the Lord will keep to his own term of the covenant. Praise the Lord. Today we are taking understanding the mystery of faith part 3. And we are going to be defining faith. And tonight we are going to be having two definitions. Number one, faith is a spiritual force that establishes our active partnership with the invisible God, thereby empowering us to subdue impossible situations. We know our God is a God of God that has power over all the earth. There's a song that says God is impossibility specialist. He has the power to do all things. The Bible says there is nothing too much for our God to do. So faith is a spiritual force that establishes our active partnership. And the key word here is active partnership. You can be in partnership with an entity, but you are not active. In this wise, God wants us to be active as we partner with him. Praise the Lord. And that's why God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo will always tell us that any faith that makes God to be solely responsible is an irresponsible faith. That will not be you in the name of Jesus. We saw the account of Enoch in the book of Hebrew, chapter 11, in verse 5. The Bible says, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. But Enoch took action. He was responsible. The Bible says, for before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. How will you please God? In verse 6 of this scripture, the Bible says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. So Enoch took action. Enoch was very active. He had active partnership with God. He wasn't just having partnership with God, but the partnership was very active. I will give this illustration very briefly. I bought a shares in a company back in Nigeria, and each time, at the end of every year, they will send a check, this is the dividend of these shares. And I kept looking at it. When I see the staff of these companies, I see them wearing, you know, good clothes, riding big cars, and I keep saying, this is my money they are spending. When they get to the end of the year, they are going to be sending to me maybe 10,000 naira. So I was now like, okay, this company, I can also work in this company so that I will be getting paid for my services and I will also be getting dividend. So instead of just being a partner, I want to also be active. So I joined this company. As a matter of fact, God helped me. I got a position that they gave me a vehicle. So all those vehicles that I see them drive and I keep saying it's our money they are using, I started driving the vehicle as well. And at the end of the year, I get my dividend and I get paid every month. So at that point, I moved from the level of being a partner to become an active partner. And I was getting reward on both ends. And that is what God is telling us here. Be an active partner with me. And then I will empower you to subdue every impossible situation. That will be you in the mighty name of Jesus. Moses knew this mystery, and he was so active to the end that in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 24, the Bible said, by faith Moses, when he was come 2 years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He took action. He was active. In verse 25, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of reward. And in verse 27, which is important, the Bible says, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured and seeing him who is invincible. So Moses took action. He did not just sit in the palace enjoying the good food and all that. He left that realm and went to the realm of listening to what God is saying, obeying God's word, and taking action, taking steps. When God asked him to go back to Egypt to deliver the Israelites, he took action immediately. That will be you and I in the mighty name of Jesus. We also saw the account of the three Hebrew boys. The three Hebrew boys in the book of Daniel chapter 3 in verse 17 to 28. I will just paraphrase that. We all know this account. At a point, the three Hebrew boys, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, they proposed in their heart that they are not going to listen to what the king is asking them to do. And as a matter of fact, they came to a conclusion that it's either God deliver us or he doesn't deliver us. Even if we perish, we perish. Praise the Lord. They took action. And what did they do? When the king had them put in the furnace, the Bible recorded that this wasn't just ordinary furnace. If we look at verse 19, then Nebuchadnezzar, full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore, he spake and commanded that they should eat the furnace once 7 times more than it was. So we can imagine what that means. And even the men that were asked to bound to take these three Hebrew boys into the fiery furnace, they all died. Not just, they didn't get into it. They were just like, okay, let's push them inside. But the fire consumed them. Praise the Lord. And it is this same burning, fiery furnace. I checked the word fiery, and the dictionary put it as scorching, blistering. That is looks like an impossible situation. But because they obeyed this good God, they had partnership, active partnership, taking full responsibility and taking active steps. God stepped into the situation, and it became the fiery furnace became a freezer for them. Praise the Lord. Now, faith is a spiritual engraftment of our humanity into divinity, thereby empowering us to command dominion. We define faith, the number 2 definition, is a spiritual engraftment that takes us from humanity into divinity. In other words, we cannot get anything done in the realm of the supernatural if we keep operating in the form of flesh. Because God is spirit, the Bible says, he that will worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So for us to have anything delivered unto us in the realm of the spirit, we have to also be what? Spiritual. Praise the Lord. So there is nothing happening in this physical realm that does not have a corresponding situation happening in the spiritual realm. And that's why it is important for us to determine the outcome of everything that comes into our life in this world. Praise the Lord. So it is your responsibility to engage, to be part of what you see come to reality in your life by engaging a faith-based prayer on the altar of prayer. Praise the Lord. Operating in the supernatural is what will give us whatever we desire. Because like I said earlier, everything, there is nothing new that is going to be created. Everything that needs to be created has been created. It's just our responsibility to make it come into reality. And we cannot do that in this physical realm. We have to go into the spiritual realm. And that's why I will say this clearly tonight, that you can determine the outcome of an interview that you want to go and attend. All you need to do is to engage God in the faith-based prayer on the altar of prayer. And you engage God, you get it settled before you approach the interviewers. And God will step in. Because nothing gets done in the physical without getting done in the spiritual. Praise the Lord. Tonight, what makes faith a mystery? Faith is a mystery, but what makes faith a mystery? Very quickly tonight, I'm just going to give us 5 quick points as we round off. Faith is an ever-proof producer. Ever-proof producer. Hebrews 11 verse 1 to 3. For by it the elders obtained a good report. That is in verse 2. They produce proofs because they are faith. Praise the Lord. So faith is an ever-proof producer. Praise the Lord. Faith, number 2, faith is a story changer. Faith is a story changer. Mark chapter 2, in verse 3, the Bible tells us, and they came unto him, bringing one sick of palsy, which was born of four. And when they come not near unto him for the press, they uncover the roof. And this is the story where they had to drop a sick person through the roof for Jesus to heal. And Jesus, seeing this, in verse 11, he says, I say unto thee, arise, take your bed, and go thy way into thy house. And immediately he arose, took up his bed, and went forth before them all, inasmuch as they were all amazed, and glorified God, saying, we never saw it in this fashion. So the story changed from someone that is having this kind of disease to someone that is taking his bed and walking away. Praise the Lord. That will be someone's experience in the name of Jesus. Number 3, faith empowers believers to command the supernatural. By faith, we command the supernatural. We saw the account of Sarah in Hebrews chapter 11. In verse 11, the Bible says, through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. We know how Sarah was at that age, that it looks very, very impossible. But the God of heaven said, with me, all things are possible. Praise the Lord. Number 4, very quickly, faith strengthens believers to command exploits. Faith strengthens believers to command exploits. Daniel chapter 11 verse 32, and such as do wickedly against the covenant shall be corrupt, shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that know their God shall be strong, and they shall do exploits. Knowing God is believing God, and then you have exploits. Praise the Lord. And lastly, whatever result faith obtains, staying in faith preserve it. Whatever result that you get through faith, when you keep staying in faith, that particular result is preserved. We know the account of Abraham. When God told Abraham to go and sacrifice his only son Isaac, Abraham obeyed God. Abraham knew by faith that the faith that brought Isaac to him is the faith that will preserve Isaac. So he wasn't doubting God in any form. He went ahead. In Genesis chapter 22, I'm reading verse 5, and the Bible says, and Abraham said unto his young men, abide here with the ass. I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. How did he know that they will come again? Because he knew that the faith that brought Isaac is going to bring Isaac back. So he was confident before he even left. He was telling them that I'm going to bring Isaac back. Praise the Lord. As I round off this evening, let's look at very briefly the now mystery of faith. The now mystery of faith. Faith is never late. It can turn any stinking situation in a moment around. Faith will turn every stinking situation in your life around tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. That's what we saw in the account of Lazarus in John chapter 11 verse 21 to 27. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection. In verse 25, I am the resurrection and life. He that believeth in me, though he will be dead, shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? I pray tonight that your faith will come alive. Everything you are looking unto God for, by faith, as you engage God on the prayer altar, God will deliver unto your hands in the mighty name of Jesus. And everything dead in your life comes alive tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Shall we rise on our feet tonight and receive grace? Rise on your feet tonight. Receive grace for your faith to come alive. Receive grace to maximize the remaining days in this ongoing operation. It's your target to participate and not be an onlooker. Faith for your faith to come alive. Receive the grace tonight. Father, we thank you for your word. We give you praise for your word you have sent across to us tonight. Take all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, to walk in faith and to enjoy its benefit, you must be born again. You are here tonight. You know, and you are very sure, you have not known God, and you want to give your life to Christ. Please repeat these words quickly. Father, I come to you tonight. I surrender my life to you. Forgive me all my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me, and you rose again to set me free from sin and from Satan. I accept you tonight as my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. The Lord has done it. If you are connecting online, please send us a quick note, and we will continue to pray with you until your establishment in the faith. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Tonight, let's put our hands together for the Lord.